The old world is dying or dead, gone or soon to be. There's a new world here coming soon. It's not the new world Columbus found. It's the new world of America, of Los Angeles. I've seen or lived in most of the great cities of the world. Many, if not all, have been the subjects of novels, fictional representations in which their truth and reality is more accurately expressed than it is in newspapers, magazines, documentary films, and history books. Things that are supposedly factual, things that are supposedly real. Joyce did Dublin, Tolstoy Moscow, Hugo Paris, Dickens London, Mailer and Ellis New York, Murakami Tokyo, Borges Buenos Aires, Rushdie Mumbai. I wanted Los Angeles. L.A. is a city without a center, without a natural water supply, geographically the largest city in the United States, the most diverse city in the world, the most segregated city in America, the highway and car capital of the world, the smog capital of the world, a city with an economy larger than all but 15 countries of the world, the entertainment capital of the world, the immigration capital of the world, the gang capital of the world, the nuclear weapons capital of the world, a city with more deaths by gun violence each year than American soldiers are lost in Iraq and Afghanistan combined, a city with more than 250,000 people in mental institutions and treatment centers, and 250,000 more living without homes, the fast food capital of the world, the music capital of the world, the television capital of the world, the film capital of the world, a city with more musicians, artists, and actors than any city in the history of civilization. It's the dream capital of the world. It is the dream capital of the world. In thinking about a book in which the city is the primary character, and in designing the architecture, I believed it could have no center, no single narrative, no single structural element, that it would have to be vast and uncentered, spread, that it would have to have hundreds of disconnected characters, unrelated stories, a complete history, or an idea of a complete history, because in order to understand the present, we have to know the past, that it would have to be violent and beautiful, sad, hopeful, lovely, lonely, and miserable, that it would have to include guns, girls, cars, movie stars, criminals, immigrants, the rich, the poor, the homeless, the deluded, the destroyed, and all of their dreams, for it is them and their dreams which make the city of Los Angeles what it is, and it's why they come to it, all of their dreams. I also wanted to mimic the world we live in now, reflect it, a world where we are bombarded with information on television, the radio, in newspapers and magazines, on billboards and advertisements, on the internet. We have to process it very quickly, understand it, and make decisions about it and about our lives based on it. The world is faster now. We think and act faster. And I wanted a book that was faster. I wrote long narrative and short, essays, lists, compiled histories, changed tones and styles, changed back. I wanted pages moving, readers surprised, readers wanting. Speed is an addiction, whether it's in our bodies or in a vehicle or on the page. So everything is fast. All this information moves, and none of it, not what I wrote, or all of the information we are fed every day, not one single fucking bit of it, regardless of what is said or claimed or printed, none of it is reliable in any way whatsoever. Or maybe it is. The lines of fact and not, fiction and non, are blurred, reversed, rendered irrelevant, and obliterated, both in real life and in this book. Old forms, old structures, old styles, old cities, old medias are dying. To stay alive as a writer or a city or a human being or a culture of books, we have to change and adapt. Old ways are being swept away. If you walk, drive, sit in, sleep in, pass through, or see from above, or read about the city of LA, you'll feel, know, experience, and maybe love or maybe hate, something new, something faster, something more chaotic, something more hopeful and more miserable, something more beautiful and more hideous, something inevitable, something that's coming to you, the new world.